My conversation with Shannon Bowers, DaleWileyShow.com, now on YouTube.
Yes,
well, number one, we are live now, and so I'm talking to Shannon K. Bowers, and I think it's very cool. Gretchen Russell is the one who hooked us up. By saying Gretchen Skillings indicates how long I know her. But so kind of, let's just start by, where are you from? Tell me about you.
So I am originally from Raytown. That's in Kansas City. I came to college at Missouri State in 2010, graduated in 2014. That's actually when I started working with Carbon Trace Productions, my senior year in college. So Carbon Trace Productions is what I do right now. Right. I'm the executive director, and we are a not-for-profit documentary film company. And we're devoted to humanitarian causes and helping other local not-for-profits get along.
Well, that's important. But before we go into that, let's talk about you and how you got to start working for this incredible cause.
Yeah. So back in 2014, one of my professors in college, Andy Klein, he had this crazy idea to make a documentary film. Honestly, he wanted to write a book, but he was getting kind of bored. So he thought, let's make a film.
Right.
And, you know, that decision has changed our lives.
Okay.
So in 2014, we made this film called Downtown. It's like kind of a nerd flick, you could say, about how...
Explain that. Define that term, nerd flick.
So it's about a very particular topic. So it wasn't produced for a general audience.
Right.
We ended up showing it at this urban film festival, which was devoted to like planning.
Right.
Planning a city. So this film featured how you could plan a city in a better way, so that way people mesh together.
Right.
Because a lot of the times how our cities are built is it actually can separate people. Really, if you could build a city better, then you could make different sorts of people mesh up together. And we think that would make the world overall just a better place.
Yes. I agree with that concept about urban planning entirely. So I get that. So what happened next?
Then after 2014, we hadn't really started as a company. So I started working in the news industry. I worked at KTTS for a little while. Previously, I had worked at NPR or KSMU when I was a college student. And then after that, I ended up getting a job in Branson, where I was the news director out of Branson for about 5 years. We did a television station, and I did Branson Today. And then we were also on KOMC, KRZK, and a couple other stations doing the news. And it wasn't until 2017 that Carbon Trace Productions actually got together and decided that we were going to be a company because we were viable. In 2017, we were invited by the Syrian American Medical Society to go to Jordan to film some promotional work for them. And I mean, we came back from that trip to Jordan just ready to like tackle the world.
yes.
Our full-time jobs.
Right.
So from 2017, moving through 2018, we applied for a 501c3 so we could become an established not-for-profit organization.
Right.
And then by the middle of 2018, we had finally gotten enough funding to really like get started and become a company. And ever since the end of 2018, I've been working ever since.
Well, and I just like the films you make. And so tell me about some of them.
All right. Yeah. So I will say right now you can log online and watch two of our really awesome films on Vimeo.
Yes.
You can watch our student film from last semester, which is called Zero. It is a basketball documentary about Central High School. And it deals around the concept of losing and how you can be. These wonderful kids, they really played their heart out all season long, and they only won a single game.
Oh, no.
You know, but they took that in stride, and they really made something of themselves. And that was really interesting to see. Armando Johnson was the coach, and Armando Johnson actually was the award winner for the Springfield School District, like, best teacher around.
Oh, cool.
So we were happy that we were able to film a documentary film with him before he hit fame.
Right.
And the other film that you can tune in to watch at any point in time.
And this is on carbontrace.net. Is that correct?
Yes. So you can log online at carbontrace.net or carbontrace.org. Okay. There you can see a list of just all of our films.
Okay.
Another one to like highlight that would be like really fun to watch. And okay. It's actually kind of our one of our shorter films. Uh-huh. When we were in Jordan, we ran across this group of women, who were Syrians, who had gone into Jordan and started working. And they had seen all of the disruption on their husbands, like people that had blown off limbs. They just weren't really able to integrate back into society. And so these women, they wanted to change that. And so they started like work programs and got classes going, and they've really turned around these lives. And so Suriat is the name of that film.
Okay. So what's next? What are the next films you're doing?
You know, so right now we are working on several really cool projects. Okay. Number one, the thing I want to talk about is A Portrait of the Ozarks. Okay. That's going to be like our big project that we're working on for about the next 3 years, we hope. Wow. So A Portrait of the Ozarks is a film that's about culture and traditionalism in Shannon County and in the Ozarks in general, but we're focusing on the people in Shannon County. Okay. 40 years ago, they had made a documentary film about Shannon County called A Portrait of the Ozarks. And it had been a huge hit back in the late 70s and early 80s.
Okay.
So we are hoping to revisit what that film saw and see what came to fruition.
Right.
What
else?
We also are working on a film called All of a Sudden. All of a Sudden, it really features the housing first issue. And we have Eden Village as kind of our core.
The lobby village. That's such a cool project. Definitely.
Well, and you know, what's really cool about those folks is that they take people no matter what. You know, it doesn't matter if you're still addicted to drugs. It doesn't matter if you're having hard times. They're there to get you housed. And then they'll deal with all that stuff later. Because what they say, they have seen just a real difference in the recidivism rate of people going back on the street versus staying housed.
Right. And I talked to Dr. John Moore about that, and I think that is an awesome project entirely.
Oh, gosh, I'll have to go back and listen to that interview.
You will. That was a good one with Dr. John. That was wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah. But so what are other projects? Tell me more stuff.
Well, you know, we're applying for a couple of grants for our student projects that we're working on. We're hoping next semester, well, we're hoping this upcoming semester to feature one not-for-profit per month and do some promotional work for them. Uh-huh. We also have our student project from last semester, which should be finished up in May. It's called 16 Weeks, and it is cataloging the coronavirus at MSU through the lens of the students.
Okay.
So it features like a lot of vlog style content of the students and like their real life perspectives of like how the semester went. And 16 weeks is how long the semester is. So, yeah.
So what kind of stuff do you like to do? What is big to you? Tell me about you.
Well, I have 4 cats and 2 dogs.
Okay.
I really like animals. I'm married. Before I moved to Springfield, I was actually the vice president of the park board in Hollister. And parks have really become a passion for me, man. And I think it goes back to that public space thing that we were talking about earlier.
Definitely Leslie Knope tendencies is what I'm hearing.
Yes, I've heard that before, certainly. you know, and I really just like being involved in my community. I do have an elderly grandmother who I try to look after. So I haven't been able to be as active in the community as we were pre-virus. But man, I'm looking forward to getting rid of this stuff so I can just get back in there.
No doubt. No doubt. And so talk about Gretchen and what KPM provides to you guys.
Wow. So Gretchen, bless her heart, spent like 5 hours with me trying to, okay, because I'm a filmmaker, you right. know, I'm obviously the most organized of the group. There's a reason that I'm the executive director.
Right.
You know, I'm not an accountant and I'm right. not a lawyer. I'm not.
right.
So we have to have help. We really need help. And the folks over at KMP were able to give us all of that extra help and straighten out our books, tell me where I was going right, where I was going wrong in QuickBooks. And honestly, she just had to like calm me down and like pat my back every occasionally because
yes.
numbers, man.
Well, you know, Gretchen was in my high school rock band. She won't always admit it, but she was. And I think that's so fun. She was the rock solid drummer.
Oh my God. So are you both from Crane then?
Yes, we are. We're both from Crane. And that's why I called her Gretchen Skillings. That's how long I've known her, since she had a previous name.
Okay. Okay. You know, I'm pretty familiar with the Crane area just because okay. my husband works out there in Stone County as the mapping director.
Oh, wow.
So
tell me about him.
I will. We go to the Broiler Fest every year.
Oh, wow. That's definitely good. So what's his name?
His name is Carl Yendes.
Okay. And so why are you Shannon K. Bowers?
You know, I have been on television and kind of had a persona going. Changing my name was going to really confuse people.
Yes.
So I tried for a long time to just go by Shannon K., but legally I have to sign my last name for so many things that I don't think it really ever caught. So, right. you know, I'm just going to stick Shannon K. Bowers. No yeah, shame in that. Yeah,
that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And so what else can people learn about Carbon Trace? I really want to promote that organization.
You know, I just want the community to know that not only are we providing like media work for really amazing causes, but we're bringing students along with us.
Right.
There aren't so many opportunities for filmmakers in the Midwest in general.
Right.
I think it's really special what we're doing at Carbon Trace by having all of these wonderful content, but then being able to do it with students so the students can feel good and they can learn something.
Right. And that's so fun. And so just make sure that everybody knows how to get a hold of you if they want to.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're definitely going to want to go to either carbontrace.net or carbontrace.org. You can find us on Facebook, Carbon Trace. We have an Instagram. We have a Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, Shannon K. Bowers. Really, you can give me a call, frankly. We have contact stuff listed on our website. So, really, if you name it, we have a way to contact.
Well, that is fun and fantastic. And thank you so much for coming on here.
Hey, Dale, I really appreciate you. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Now, DaleWileyShow.com, also on YouTube.
Do you love music? Do you know about the musical map of Missouri?
Dallas Wayne,
Chuck Berry,
Dave Alvin, Robbie Folks,
The Skeletons,
The Ozark Mountain Daredevils,
Uncle Tupelo,
Wayne Carson,
Nelly,
Lou Whitney,
Symptoms Morel,
Kansas City, Jeff City,
St. Louis,
St. Joe,
Columbia,
Buckle of the Bible Belt,
The Studio on South Avenue in Springfield,
Missouri.
Add the Missouri Music Podcast to your list of favorites. Lawyer, author, and Slewfoot Records label owner Dale Wiley takes you on a musical trip around Missouri while raising funds for Musical Map of Missouri, a nonprofit organization which will help ensure Missouri musicians affected by COVID-19. Visit MissouriMusicPodcast.com for more information. Tune in to the Missouri Music Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Dale Wiley. Welcome to Shining Star. I'm going to tell you a story my dad kept from me despite the fact that he and I were very close. Now he's got dementia and he can't tell all that he knows. But what I never understood is, while he took me around to see all kinds of concerts and baseball games and political events, why he never told me about the Shining Star. come along as I do some digging and find out the details from friends about what a miraculous story and what a miraculous dad my dad was, Robert Wiley. He was a lawyer for many years and a better person. Hear his story of what nearly derailed him.
Certainly he was a role model to me, and I tried to emulate him.
Right.
Helped me when I got started. In fact, probably kept my family alive until I became prosecutor.
I just went back to his integrity that he wasn't going to hand anything out.
There wasn't anybody or didn't anybody better than your dad.
We're setting up a Heroes and Miracles website at heroesandmiracles.org or heroesandmiracles.crypto if you'd like to send some digital cash our way. We're so thankful, and I'm so glad that you're along for the mission of all these things that we're doing and the lives that we're changing through Heroes and Miracles. And thank you to my dad for being the best dad ever and telling and not telling me the story. My dad kept from me the fact that he had won a Bronze Star in Vietnam, and the miraculous story of how that came to be and all the things that I learned in getting there. It's a miracle story. Listen to all four episodes and learn the story of the Shining Star.